We're going to have a little bit different format for our assembly this morning. Hope that it is edifying to each one of us who are here and that the Lord is pleased with our assembly. Occasionally, especially during this time of year, I'm asked the questions, do Christians celebrate Easter? Number of years ago, on one of my very first trips to Belarus, I was there during the spring. When the Russian Orthodox Church was celebrating Easter with a lot of pomp and ceremony. Just so happened, being there on that particular Sunday, that I was out in the afternoon walking around with my translator, who was a Ukrainian lady who had been taught and converted just a couple of years earlier by a good friend of mine, Dr. Mike Oliver. And we were standing outside an Orthodox church listening and watching the worshipers as they came, each one bearing a branch of a willow tree. And I was asking questions about what this meant and what this represented and so forth. And we were standing there in silence for a little while, and she said, before I became a Christian, I asked Mike if he celebrated Easter, and he said to me, yes, every day. Easter is a holiday that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus. The origin of the word Easter and the practices associated with it are kind of foggy. There are a lot of different explanations for the different things that the hiding of the eggs and the Easter bunnies and so forth, how we came to associate those things with Easter. And I'm not going to go through that history, except to say that, like a number of other, quote, Christian holidays, its inception comes from, at least to some degree, from some pagan rituals and celebrations, and this one particularly associated with the goddess of spring and in different cultures. But unlike Christmas, which is a holiday that is commonly used to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we don't know when Christ was born. But we do know when Christ was crucified and when the resurrection occurred. By the way, how many of you happen to know what the moon phase is right now? Anybody? Well, I'm fixing to tell you why that should be important to you. Because that's how we date Easter. You notice that Easter doesn't fall on the same day every year? Then I'll give you a little line so that you'll know when Easter is going to come. Easter is celebrated on the Sunday following the first full moon after March the 21st. Now, can you remember that? I'll forget that before next year, I promise you. But the vernal equinox, which means the days and nights, the hours, the time is equal, March the 21st, the first full moon after that, and the Sunday that follows that, is Easter. And because the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar, it is prescribed by the phases of the moon, and our calendar is a solar calendar that follows the sun, then there's a lot of mix-up about it. And you would think after thousands of years that we could have coordinated this thing a little better, but we still don't have it very well coordinated. In fact, I was reading, and I got tired of reading about how they've tried to solve this thing over the years. I mean, the Council of Nicaea made a decree, and that's one reason that you have the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church in difference, because they celebrate Easter at different times and so forth. And if you really get real precise and try to get real precise, and of course now that we have computers and so forth, you can try to read this stuff, and I can't really understand it. But the exact, in order for the exact moment, precise, I don't know if it's a nanosecond or whatever, but the exact precise situation only occurs when you put the solar and lunar calendars together every about 7.5 million years. It takes that long for the cycle to be perfectly complete. Now, that's getting pretty, that's stretching things out over a pretty prolonged period of time. So whatever it is today, I won't live to see the next one to be exactly the same way. I know that for sure. But one thing that we do know is we know when the Passover is, because it's based on a lunar calendar, and we can go back and be very precise about a lunar calendar. The dates for Easter change each year because of the conflict between the solar and lunar calendar. And that's why in 2004, Easter was on April the 11th. The next year, 2005, it was March the 27th. The next year, 06, it was April the 16th. Last year, 07, it was April the 8th. And it's about as early as it can get this year. In fact, it could only possibly be 2 days earlier than this. It can only ever be 2 days earlier. It can possibly be as late as, April the 25th. And so you've got a pretty good bit of latitude here when Easter can fall. As Christians, do we celebrate Christ's resurrection? Yes, we do, don't we? Every day we celebrate Christ's resurrection. And we're not commanded nor authorized to set aside a day as a celebration of Christ's resurrection, but we are given specific instructions regarding how to celebrate, or I would say more specifically, commemorate Christ's death. And of course, there wouldn't be a resurrection without a death. The resurrection literally means to cause to stand again. And what was it that was caused to stand again? The physical body of our Lord, right? And that's what's promised to us as Christians. 1975th anniversary of our Lord's resurrection. Yesterday was the anniversary of the day the Jews were delivered from Egyptian bondage known as Passover. And we're going to have a textual reading at this time for that.
I'll be reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, and we're going to go through a lot of verses. I think you can see it behind me. Starting in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take the lamb for his family, one for each household." Verse 5. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of their door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire along with the bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Verse 11, this is how you are to eat it. With the cloak tucked into your belt, the sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On the same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals. And I will bring judgment on all of the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Go down to verse 29. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on the throne, to firstborn of the prisoner, who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night. And there was a loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said and go. And also bless me, for the Egyptians urged people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise they said, we will all die. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all the many blessings that we have. Thank you so much for this holiday that Easter Sunday. There's a lot of good things that come from this holiday. Help us to remember the resurrection of Jesus, which we should be doing every day. But there's also other things that that are great about this Easter Sunday. One of them is the fact that we can have spend the day with family and friends, see family that we might not see very often. I also want you to look over all the people of this congregation and all our friends that we have on the prayer list. We have some that are sick and need your help. Help us all to pray for all these people, and if you watch over them. If you can please watch over this service and help our worship to be pleasing in your sight. I ask all these things in your name. Amen.